All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. Sometimes you're the asshole, sometimes you're not. Today, we'll find out. Welcome to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast, your weekly fix for all things mental health and wellness. I'm Brittany, the joke-cracking, detail-oriented friend who is always down the road when you need her. For the legal stuff, though, not the illegal stuff.
And I'm Germany, the loyal friend who keeps you laughing. I'm a ray of sunshine, and you can always find me on the dance floor. And not only are we besties, but we're your besties. You heard me right. It's homegirl vibes here.
Get ready for the girls to dish the real, the raw, and the fucking funny.
And listen, we may drag you, but it's always in love. Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back to our amazing podcast.
Yes. Listen.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to our labor of love.
Yes, seriously. It's the end of the month, y'all.
It is.
We are wrapping up October.
Wrap up that scary.
Wrap up that spooky.
Wrap up that spooky and let's get into that thanks.
A period. Okay. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday.
Are you cooking? I'm trying to figure out what the hell I'm doing.
You're going to be at my house, no?
I might be at my dad's.
Oh, really?
I'm trying to figure out, girl. I need to figure it out quickly.
Is he out here? Oh, your father. I don't think you were talking about your stepdad.
My biological father.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let me know.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have to start planning and putting something together.
Yeah, you know? It takes coordination to really have a...
Yeah, is Mackenzie staying down or she's going to go up?
That's the thing, Mackenzie, because you know she got a... Mackenzie's my sister. She got a job.
Oh.
And you know, it's a seasonal position and you know you have to be here for that.
Yeah.
So...
Well, you already know it's still gang.
I told her, well, I'll send you somewhere.
Or she can come with us somewhere.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I'm like, you sending her away?
To your house or Kayla's house. Whoever has the dinner going is where she will be.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Period. Yeah, you already know the vibes, girl. Come on, get your ass over here.
Right.
We be sitting outside just talking. Okay, well, let me know.
Yeah.
Let me know. I'll be making my famous mac and cheese, obviously.
That was good. And Wook needs to make that dressing.
Her dressing,
she did not make it. She did not make that dressing. I don't remember what I did last year. Was I here? I think I went home. Girl, these years be flying by.
You did go home. I'm like, okay. Brittany's home with her biological family. She's home with her bio family.
Yeah. So, we are getting into Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. the holidays. I feel like I have just made myself more stressed out because I'm losing my shit that I need.
What does that mean?
I was easing into the holidays with ease, and now I'm easing into
angst.
It. I'm going into it with stress and anxiety because I lost my passport and I need it before I leave. And they're saying that the passports are backed up.
They are, which is insane. That's why when you told me that, I'm like, wait, what? You have a trip that's coming up.
I know. They do have like this emergency thing, like if you're traveling within 14 days, like they could like turn it around 24 hours.
Oh, but it's what?
But
$500.
I don't know, but I'm just hoping and praying. I have my appointment on Tuesday.
Just rush it.
I am. I'm expediting it, but that's 5 to 7 weeks.
That's perfect. You'll have enough time.
So I'm doing what I need to do, but I'm just so... If you have our newsletter, if you're subscribed to our newsletter, you know how I feel about the way I've been losing shit. I done already told y'all I lost something a couple episodes back. And I never lose stuff like this.
Yeah. And these are big, big
things. These are
items.
Big things.
Like, damn.
I'm like, the shit's growing legs and walking away at this point. Because what?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it'll be. If you have your appointment, it's coming up. You'll be prepared. You're giving yourself plenty of time. Just prayers up that.
Pray for me. Collective
prayer. The forces ain't working against us.
Right.
But I do want you to get your passport here in time because I would be so sad. I would be so sad for you.
Oh, I'm going. Hell or high water. If I got to go down to that federal building and give them my plane ticket and show them that I'm leaving soon and I need my passport.
Yeah. I hope it all works out.
Shit.
It will.
So, anywho.
Yeah.
That's what's been going on with me. We're going to be easing into a new month with better energy because I'm sitting the fuck down.
Yeah, sit down at least for the next couple months, child, until you get ready to depart.
I am.
Sit down. Okay. In other news, you're feeling good today?
I am.
Good.
I am feeling good. Other than that, I feel like I've been being really intentional with my time and with my energy. I really have been doing the things that I know are best for me. Like, I've been waking up every single morning going on a walk.
Good.
And that has been doing wonders for my mental health. Those walks are keeping me alive.
Good. Yeah,
and in
a
good spirit.
You have to. I'm glad you've tapped in and you know what's good for you and you're doing it.
Yeah.
There's nothing like knowing and not doing it.
I know. Because it kind of was starting to feel inconvenient to get up and walk. Although I know it feels good when I like do it. But the whole getting up and going out part was feeling inconvenient, but
now you know it's a necessity,
period.
So you don't have a choice.
I don't,
but to get your ass up
no
and go on that walk. That's good. I've been feeling good too. I've been still feeling really grounded, which I'm appreciative, and I know it's because I've been getting my ass in that church
is woo.
I'm like, listen, I know it.
It's healing.
It is. It's giving me a newfound, you know, oomph.
It's healing.
I'm like, I need to be in here. I need to be in the house of the Lord. Oh, my goodness. I would love to share this with y'all. So I'm sponsoring a child in Brazil.
Who?
A child.
Where'd you find the child?
At church.
They presented this at church?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's like an orphan. We're sponsoring children that are in different parts of the world.
Orphans. So they assign each person?
Well, the pastor basically was like, if this is on your heart, if you feel called to, it's only $43 a month. And you can like sponsor this child. The goal is to sponsor them until they're 18. So they have a range of ages. Of course, I get a child who's four. I'm like, why couldn't you be 16?
You don't get to, Germany, I'm please. Just kidding. You don't get to pick.
You do, you do. But there's a, but for the most part, y'all, they're small children.
You pick one that calls, that pulled on your heartstrings.
We just went up there. Andres and I went together and we like pulled one that like, you know, he was so cute. His name is Gabriel. I'll show you the little picture that I have of him. But he's so cute. He's four. His birthday's in May. A little Taurus. But he's adorable.
That's cute. That's nice. That's really nice.
Yeah, I was like, this will be a part of my offering.
Yeah.
So I feel really good about that.
The extension of self.
The extension of self, exactly, going beyond myself. So I'm really happy to do that. And I'm just, one of the questions that they ask is, you know how they do the little community aspect in church, like talking to your neighbor. They're like, what
yeah,
are you
I realize believing? That that's a part of every Sunday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're like, what are you believing in God for this year? Or the end of the year. And I'm like, I'm really trusting God to like allow me to continue to lean into the relationship that I have with him, and just like strengthening our bond. Mm-hmm. And even when I don't feel like it, or when I feel myself being like, like I want to be ignited, I want to stay on fire in this relationship. And I know it just takes energy and effort, like any relationship, like I want to value it in that way. So I'm like, Lord, please keep my heart burning for you.
Yeah,
keep my heart burning for you. And Andres sort of said the same thing. He was like, you know, this space isn't unfamiliar to me. I'm really happy to be back here and sharing this with you, because he's never like been in relationship with a woman and God, you know, having that at the center. So this is a new
common thread.
Yeah, yeah. This is a new journey for us, like exploring our relationship with God, but doing it together. So it's been very nice. I'm glad we went today. And I'm also happy I have little Gabriel. I'm happy I have little Gabriel.
So do you get to keep up with them? Or?
Yeah, they send you.
Does he know you?
I'm sure we might be able to get an opportunity to send some photos and stuff. Andres was like, we got to go pull up on Gabriel. I'm like, you use any opportunity to travel somewhere. I'm like, boy, you don't know where Gabriel at. What part of Brazil?
He's in Brazil.
What part? It's not going to give looks. We don't use.
Yeah, I know. I know.
No tea, no shade. But right, like,
it might just need to be a virtual
it's
relationship.
It's a village. Yeah, we might be in a village. But yeah, so Gabriel will be sending us like photos and we'll get a
That's
report
sweet.
On little things that he's doing and stuff like that. And we also opted to send him a birthday gift every year in addition to our
donation.
Yeah. So I'm really excited to watch him grow.
That's nice.
The way we'll be
parenting.
Exactly. Gabriel, his mama will be doing a lot of the lifting, the heavy lifting.
Okay, so... That's nice. I wish somebody would sponsor me or adopt me, whatever.
Nigga, me too.
Take me.
I need more than $43 a month.
Let's make it $4,300.
Yeah.
$4,300 and you got me.
And you got a full-size adult.
You'll get pictures and everything. We can chat. You got me.
No visits.
No.
No visits.
A sugar baby of sorts.
No sugar.
Right. No sugar. But yeah, that's nice. So we're here with y'all. Mm-hmm. Wrapping up our month with the AITA.
What's y'all love? We love and y'all love. We have not done one in a year. Huh. We haven't. We haven't done an Am I the Asshole in a little over a year.
We've been serious.
Exactly. We've been a real serious bag.
Okay.
But I think it's nice. It'll be a nice way for us to end the month.
Yeah.
On a light note.
Why not?
Yeah.
So... If you're new here, we peruse the Am I the Asshole streets and gather some of the best scenarios and bring them here and talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
A homegirl hotline of sorts.
Yeah.
So the first one, am I the asshole for choosing my birthday over my sister-in-law's birthday? My partner's sister, well, his ex-sister-in-law, it's complicated, booked a party for her 50th birthday on the day of my birthday. It was completely by accident. She's lovely. She said she understood if me and my partner had plans that day. When my partner told me about the party, he said, it's on your birthday. Are you okay to go to it? And we'll celebrate your birthday the weekend after. And I have to admit, my gut reaction was no. I don't particularly want to spend my birthday at someone else's party where I won't know most people. And because we have a 3-year-old, I will be on mom duty all night because his parents will be there, so they won't be able to babysit. And my parents don't live close. I wouldn't be able to drink, and I would have to leave early to put my daughter to bed. I know from experience that my partner wouldn't sacrifice having a drink and wouldn't assume the lion's share of the parenting duty, so I can let my hair down. I didn't want to tell my partner he couldn't go, so I said, I'll go out with my friends and he and our daughter can go to the party. My friends don't live local and I don't see them often, so if he goes to the party with our daughter and stays over at his parents, I'll have the house to myself and everyone can stay.
Period.
A free night of sorts.
Yes.
He agreed, but from the get-go has complained about this. I'll have a crap night because I won't be able to drink. I'll have to leave early. Why don't you want to spend your birthday with me? Etc., etc. On the night of the party, my daughter apparently cried all night and clung to him. He couldn't chat to people, had to leave early and go to bed on his own. He says he essentially couldn't celebrate Amanda's birthday with her. And it's my fault. I saw my partner's dad earlier that day and he didn't wish me happy birthday, nor did his mom text me, which she usually would. I text her to say thank you for my presence and she didn't reply. I get the sense that everyone is pissed off with me. Am I the asshole for wanting a night out on my birthday?
Hell fucking no.
There's a bigger problem here.
The husband.
There's a bigger problem here. That's what jumped out to me about this is the underlying issue. It's not that she wouldn't celebrate his birthday with him. It's the fact that he felt burdened by not being able to do the things that she wouldn't have been able to do.
Yeah, the parenting duties on her birthday.
And that's what gets me. And ladies, I want us to stop. Stop. Stop relieving these men of the heavy weight that we have to carry so they won't be so fucking jarred when it's like you got to step in and show up. You want to be able to drink and turn up.
As soon as she said he was taking the baby, I'm like, well, there goes his night. Rightfully so, though. I'm not mad. Shit, you're going to have to be mindful. You're going to have to be responsible. You're going to have to do what I would have to do if I was there.
It's my birthday, bruh. Can I have one day? You should be volunteering to relieve me of the load. At least on my birthday.
I definitely would have sat out this person's birthday party and went to my own.
I wouldn't have wanted to go to the sister-in-law's birthday.
I would not. Especially a sister-in-law. Not like, because it's...
Maybe because it's a milestone? Because she's turning 50?
I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn. It's the sister. Also, the issue is like, it depends on how close we are. If I'm super locked in with the person and it's like, obviously our birthdays are a few, whatever, this close, there might be some overlap.
Yeah.
And I could understand it if we were locked in. Then I would be like, okay, girl, but I'm not locked in with you and all this other parenting shit is going on too. I'm definitely not doing it.
Yeah. Because
I could have sucked it up if his parents weren't going and they was going to have the baby. Now it might turn into a good night for everybody.
Yeah, we could have a good night out as a couple.
Yeah.
Like, we could turn up together, and then I'm going to still turn up for my birthday with my homegirls. Like, we'll just pick an alternate day. But, yeah, the fact that she's going to have to, like, limit her fun on her birthday and then go home and, like, continue to parent. People want relief. People want a break. And as her partner, you should be the one providing the relief because there's no childcare available. So you got to take the L for the night.
And like, they should get more comfortable doing that. Because the mamas are taking the L daily. Okay, they have
it on their
shirt. It's a permanent L. Okay, it's a fucking uppercase L.
This dynamic pisses me off every time I hear about it. I never get understanding. I really don't like when it's the dynamic of like, the mother does everything to make the father's life easier all the time and then never gets any relief. No. If I'm feeling the weight of parenthood, you gonna feel it too.
Yeah, we gotta both be.
We both have to feel it. We both have to feel the decision that we made. And even if I'm the one that feels it more, you're not gonna be completely absent of the feeling.
Yeah, you gotta still feel it. I need to know you still feel it. I need you to be like, damn, it's hard today. Yeah, I know. I damn near need there to be equal work every day.
And that's ideal. I would want that too. But I'm equal just saying, work. You know, that's often not how the cookie crumbles.
I know. That's why you got to get a cookie slicer. Don't let it crumble. You know, when it crumble, it go all over the
crumble
place.
Cookie.
You got to get a cookie cutter. You know how they do a cookie pie.
And you know, I like a soft cookie. So my shit don't be crumbling. I like a soft little cookie.
We gonna break it in half.
My cookie don't crumble, baby. Fuck a Famous Amos. I like a nice soft, like Mrs. Fields type cookie.
Yeah, no. Cookie cutter pie. A cookie pie. Everybody's getting even slices around this motherfucker.
Yeah, the one they used to sell at the mall.
Mrs. Fields. Those was a Mrs. Fields too. A cookie pie. That's what it's gonna be. You gotta equally carry the load around this bitch.
I think this is a proper appropriate time for her to have a sit down with the husband.
Yeah.
Because now y'all are making me out to be the bad guy, Chun-Li.
Yeah.
Because I went to...
And now the mama upset, the daddy upset.
That's what I'm saying. The mom, the dad, everybody's like, you know, advocating for him.
No.
When it's like, damn, I can't even enjoy my birthday.
It's
like,
my day.
He showed up on behalf of the family. Him and the daughter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're the representation tonight.
Yeah.
And it should have been excused absence.
It should have.
It's
like,
my birthday.
You know, it's Kathy's birthday.
Exactly. So she went out to do the things with her friends. And honestly, he shouldn't have came back and told her all of the things that happened and became like, oh,
yeah,
humbug,
the daughter was crying
me.
All night. You
Come
know,
on. I, don't
I
give
think
a damn.
That's another thing, too.
Keep it to yourself.
I think that's another thing, too. Don't complain to me while I'm out about how hard it was with the kids and they. I get venting, but don't. You know how they'll be like.
Yeah. Like, oh, my God, this was terrible. Yeah. This was. Now, you know how I fucking feel. They will. They'll be on the phone like, I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
Baby
the baby won't
stop
crying. I don't know what to do. I want to enjoy my day.
I don't even want to hear about it. Let me know after I get home and everything is settled. Let me know the next day. Ooh, babe, I had a time last night. You could tell me that.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, you know how it feels.
Yeah, like, babe, I hope you had fun last night because let me tell you how my night went.
Yeah.
But don't call me while I'm out trying to have my fun.
And trying to discourage me from doing it again.
And then putting the mom guilt on me.
Yeah, no.
You are equally capable to parent. So you handle it today.
Lock in.
While I go out and have my day. I love how she painted the scenario of having like the house available. You know, the house free. People need that.
Yeah, they do.
People need a break.
And she deserved it. That was probably chef's kiss, creme de la creme. Hang out with your girlfriends, your man and the baby gone. You get to have the house to yourself.
You get to sleep in. You don't have nobody asking you for no juice, no
yeah.
snack.
Yeah. I was talking to my friend and she was going out like two nights in a row, and she's not a person who typically goes out, and she had her son and she dropped her son off at her sister's house and she was contemplating not going out one of the nights, and she was like, should I go get my son? I said, girl, hell no,
leave him.
I'm the wrong person to ask. I have no mom guilt, girl. I have none. I said, girl, hell fucking no. She was like, you don't think he will be fine? I said, you know how many nights I spent how many times I spent the whole weekend at my grandma's house, weekend after weekend?
Right.
My mom was out doing whatever the fuck she wanted to do, living her life and creating work-life balance for herself. She was creating mom-life balance for herself.
Yeah.
Your son
One night won't hurt.
Two nights won't hurt.
No, two nights
Nigga,
won't
a
hurt.
Friday to Sunday night won't hurt. He's no. fine. I said, no, girl, leave him. Enjoy it. I said, imagine how you're going to feel in the morning when you wake up and you're by yourself.
Yeah.
Let me paint the picture.
I know that feeling. Well, I don't know that feeling, but I can imagine that feeling because when I don't have my dog.
Girl.
I'm like, girl, I don't got to wake up and walk her by a certain time.
Seriously, when Gatsby's at my mom's, I'm living life. I be feeling like a single mom getting a break. I'm like, Gatsby's not here tonight.
You don't got to walk him.
I be feeling so good. So, y'all, yes, let's take opportunities when we have alone time. Sans kids and sans man. Because I also be feeling that when my man ain't home. When he be gone, I'm like, oh, I'm really living. When there's no man, no dog. When you're just in your own company.
Right. Because you got to think about their well-being as well.
It's just so nice.
Yeah.
It's so nice. So I'm happy that she honestly decided not to go and put
I'm
the
happy
pressure
that
on
him. Yeah. And he got to get over it. And they need to have a conversation. It's time for him to stand
up. It's time for us to wrangle these men
It's time for him to stand up.
We got
to
crack the whip.
I'm not about to be a single parent in a married home.
Said it. Did it on him.
Okay, y'all. These stories are getting good. But we have to take a break. So that we can continue to pay to tell y'all these stories, okay? Sit tight. Okay, we're back.
Next. Am I the asshole for breaking up with my BF for skipping a camping trip with my family? I, 27, female, have been dating my boyfriend, 32, male, for about a year and a half. We met at Coachella and did long distance dating for the first year of our relationship. I lived in California and he lives all the way in New York. It was actually barely long distance as I work remotely and was traveling and staying with him anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks at a time, with only about a month of time apart in between.
That was healthy.
That was great.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Perfect balance. Backstory on me. I lost my dad 4 years ago to cancer. And the only real family I have left is my mom and grandma in California. My mom lives alone and my grandma has dementia and is in a memory care facility. They are my everything. I also have a dog and I would leave all three of them for weeks at a time to visit my boyfriend because he doesn't work remote and claims he can't take off. This was hard on me and caused a lot of anxiety being so far away from them. I'm already making sacrifices.
Trying to make you happy, paying the price.
He's very sweet, does all the gentlemanly things he's supposed to. I love his family and am close with his mom, and he prioritizes me when I'm here. But again, I always wonder if he'd do any of this for me. Throughout long distance, he only flew out to visit me twice, both for weekend trips. He's only met my mom twice. She's really letting it out now.
Yeah.
However, he's gone to Chicago, Tampa, Nashville, and Austin for industry events and boys trips.
Mm. Capable of traveling.
And that's what we'll do. We'll start looking at what are you doing on the outside for everybody else. Every time I ask him to come out to California, he has work or a work event keeping him from coming. I've always felt like he doesn't care to know or spend time with my family and friends, and that hurts. Flash forward to now, I have pretty much moved to New York per his request, and I even moved my dog out here. Since I have a small family, we've always kept close relationships with our family friends who I call my chosen family. Since I was born, we've done annual camping trips to Bodega Bay, all of us together, but we haven't done one since my dad passed away. This year is my childhood best friend's 30th birthday, so all of us are getting together for a huge camping trip at the site we always went to. This would be an opportunity for him to meet every single person that's known me since I was born and who are so important to me, as well as to see the place I grew up and love dearly. This place is also special to me, and I was really excited to share it with him and share this part of my life. I asked him months ago if he would be able to come on this trip because I knew he'd need notice, and he said yes.
Okay. She covered her bases.
She did. She did everything she was supposed to do.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, this man has somewhat of a history of letting me down. Mm. He does many betrayals here and there, and I struggle with him because he fails to keep his word sometimes. Mm-mm. You could say he's a little bit selfish.
Mm.
About a month ago, he told me he was unable to come on the trip because he had a conference for work and that he didn't want to miss out on because he learns a lot from these conferences. Then all of a sudden, an industry event in Vegas came up, and it's a day after his conference is supposed to be, and he canceled the conference and is now going to Vegas instead, leaving that weekend open.
The conference that was so important.
Yeah. Camping is Friday to Sunday. He'd be in Vegas Monday through Wednesday. I told him this is great as he'll already be on the West Coast, so maybe he could make it to the camping trip and we could fly to Vegas together afterwards. I've been asking him to book flights to California to come on the camping trip, and he keeps putting it off, saying, I'll look at a flight tonight, but he never does. And I feel like he's stalling so he can come up with an excuse about work or flight prices or availability so he can get out of the camping trip. He already lied about there being no flights from Cali to Vegas to get him to the event on time, but I found one and even offered to pay for it.
It's a 45-minute flight.
Girl, you're up and then you're down.
Right.
He always has an excuse, and I just feel like he doesn't care about getting to know that side of me or my family, or really prioritizes being involved in my life unless it's convenient for him, and that hurts. His mom said he's been like this with all his girlfriends, but I don't know if that's the kind of person I want to be with. I know he loves me, but I'm fed up with it, and my family and friends are starting to not like him for it. I know this probably seems silly, but am I the asshole if I break up with him for not coming camping? It's not just about coming camping, beloved.
That's what I'm saying again.
It's deeper.
It's deeper.
It's deeper.
It's deeper. He
cannot show up for you.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling, but with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast.
Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend, it's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality.
They've meticulously crafted hormone harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now.
If he's not willing to prioritize something that she values, which is family time.
Yeah.
She has decided to prioritize him by putting her family even on the back burner sometimes.
All the time now. She's moved to she's moved to New York.
To accommodate him.
I've relocated.
And make the distance shorter in their long distance relationship. And he can't make the accommodations to come to one weekend camping trip?
That would piss me off. Y'all not really locked in like you think. I think this is a real reality check. It's time to take the rose-colored glasses off. I was talking to my sister about this situation. I'm like, you know, honestly, when not this situation, yeah. but dating and when red flags are presenting themselves, we have to really acknowledge them and take them for what they are.
Face value the first time.
Please see people for who they are. If this is an issue up front, take it as an issue and move the fuck on. You Listen. Have to, because only thing that's going to happen is bigger issues are going to present themselves. And it's things that we could have stopped a long time ago that we didn't, that snowball into some shit that we can't handle.
It's very true. As a 35-year-old woman who has been in the dating streets and in relationships and out of relationships, that is true. This is character.
This is.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not something that's going to change. You've already mentioned that he's betrayed you in many ways. There's been a lot of many betrayals. That he doesn't keep his word and that he's a bit selfish. And that's the worst type of nigga to be dealing with. I've dealt with a man that has had selfish tendencies and it does not feel good, because why are you selfish? And why are you willing to just take and not give?
And people will take from you as long as they allow.
They will take whatever you give.
Because I've been with a not so generous man before.
And it's not a good feeling. I don't like a not so generous man.
Because you do. You end up giving more and more and more a lot. And it's like, why? You start to question your own worth. Like, why can't you show up for me in the ways that I'm showing up for you? Am I not worth you showing up for me this way? Mm-hmm. Like, I have, she listed all everything that she's done.
She's done it all.
I've been on your coast. I've been living with you extensive periods of time at a time. I decided to relocate. I care about my small ass family that I have that I'm not getting a chance to see.
I'm leaving my dog.
I'm giving up a lot.
And I think she's been holding on to the fact that, like, he's a gentleman and does, like, the gentlemanly things.
It's not enough.
But like you said, when we're dating people, even if we've been in relationship with them for a little time, it's important to have some standards and some yes. non-negotiables. And while people may meet the criteria at one point, wherever they're not meeting something where they have crossed over a non-negotiable, they have to fucking go.
Yeah.
Because that really helps determine or contributes to our overall happiness.
And the vitality and longevity of the relationship.
That part.
Because another thing is, you consider the five things that you want out of a partner. And if they're doing one thing, you just totally are remiss to, like, you don't, the other four. Like, what the fuck? How does being a gentleman outweigh, nigga, are you considerate of my feelings? Do you put me first? Are you thinking about anticipating my needs? Do you consider family a priority? All of those things are really important to her. But being a gentleman is what's going to keep you there? What the
fuck? And people who are being gentlemen, the other person will try to gaslight you to make you be like,
I'm doing all this other stuff.
I'm doing
this.
I'm being a gentleman. You're not going to just be able to find nothing like this. A homegirl said that's what a man has said to her. Men have said it to me. To try to gaslight like me and make it seem like, you know, my standards are too high or I'm asking for the impossible.
Mindset.
And it's not right. Because what I'm asking for is not unreasonable.
Yeah.
Now, if you can't provide it, that's okay. But don't make it seem like I'm not going to ever be able to get it.
And let's talk about you, nigga. What does that say about you? Wow, you're really a bum.
No, I mean, you might not even be a bum.
I'm going to say it. I'm going to say if you, okay, you well. No. If the stuff that I'm asking for, if you're just making it seem like it's so outlandish, it's so ridiculous. A lot of the times, girl, the shit don't be crazy. It don't be the moon. Just say you're a bum and you can't do it.
But you know, like some people, they just have different personalities. So that's probably why they can't give it to you. And I don't mean that they're a bum. It just means that they're not aligned.
I know. They're not aligned. And I'm still going to add bum on there. Bum on there for good measure, okay?
For sometimes, stank.
Yeah, exactly, you bum ass.
For stank-a-dank.
Yeah, no, she's not an
asshole. She's not an asshole, and I think you are well within your right to break up with him because he don't give a damn.
Yeah, figure out what you value and really stand on it. That's what I want our queens to start doing this year and every year after. Stand on what it is that you want.
I saw somebody say, don't tell me to stand on something because I'm going to be standing like the Statue of Liberty.
Stand on it.
Listen.
Stand on it. Stand on it. Nigga, know your worth. And what we used to say back in the day, add tax.
We did. We ran that one into the ground.
Know your worth and add tax.
We ran that one into the
add
ground.
Add a little more. Don't go out sad. Girl, fuck this man.
Yeah, because he's subtly saying fuck you.
Girl.
He's saying it loud. He's saying what you care about does not matter.
And he's a liar. He's probably a cheater.
Yeah, and then you
a deceiver.
Heartbreaker. And I don't
want you back in my life. So I'm taking the house, the car, the kids, and the dog. I want it all. You're nothing but ooh. And I hate him. I hate those kind.
And then for the mom to say he's been like this with all his girlfriends,
once
the mom has confirmed,
we
have to start looking at that.
When
you have the intel of the history, take it for what it is.
You're not the first,
and
girl.
And that's something that I do, too. I'm like, let me go back. Let me think about the stories you've told. And unpack those.
Let me line those up with what's happening today.
Be in the pudding.
Yeah.
The proof be in the pudding, but we don't even be eating the pudding.
Girl, people will show you exactly.
We be eating the jello.
They will show you exactly who they are within the first few months. Believe them. Mother Maya said it. Believe them. When people show you who they are, believe them.
She did the first
Stop
time.
Stop acting like.
Did she say the first time?
I don't know if that's something we add or she said that. But yeah. Even still, the point of the message is stop trying to turn people into something they are not. Stop trying to act like you don't see who it is that they are. They've showed you. They've told you. Believe it. That'll save us a lot of motherfucking heartbreak.
It will.
And time and energy.
Yeah.
Oh, I see you real bottom of the barrel. When you see the bottom of the barrel, I'm leaving.
Don't try to bring them to the top.
I'm not trying to sift through the
Don't
shit.
Don't try to bring them to the top.
Right. You can't make bottom of the barrel creme de
it's
la creme.
It's the scarcity.
You know what the creme de la creme is?
Oh, yeah, I know.
The richest fat. The best fat on the top. You looking at a bottom of the barrel situation trying to make them creme de la creme? The bottom of the barrel, it's
the
sunk to the bottom.
The bottom of that apple cider vinegar.
It's sunk
how
to
that,
the
how that, how
the mother,
that.
How the mother of the apple cider is called the mother. The mother has separated and gone to the bottom. Baby, that is not creme de la creme. The creme de la creme is floating at the top. It's the full fat.
I'm tired.
Call it what it is.
And I'm tired of eating pig's feet.
And you can just set them in, okay? You're getting pig's feet and
I'm
chitlins.
Tired.
You're getting pig's feet and
the
chitlins.
Scraps. Baby.
Or you could be eating caviar.
Could be eating prosciutto.
And caviar. And I ate both, but damn.
Yeah.
I don't like none of it, but you get it.
Right.
You get the story that we're painting here. Go for the top. Go for what you deserve and stop making people think or letting people make you think that you can't get what you want and what you deserve and what you need to have.
Right.
Just
what you actually want.
Stop it. Fuck him. Go on your little trip and I will be gone.
And I will be on the trip.
Train. I would be on the train or the flight coming back. All my shit. He would come back and everything would be gone.
Yeah. Because
I would be writing a note.
He got her fucked up. I'm not going to be the only one sacrificing in this relationship.
Take it old school.
You can't even come on a trip.
Send a scheduled email. Girl, he would be landing and would be getting an email. I'm actually done with this. I'm camping. I'm enjoying my family and I will be leaving you.
Period.
All of my belongings are gone. Me and Fido are no longer in your life.
Okay.
Yeah. The dog.
Final.
Okay, girly, so before we jump back into these juicy stories, we have a few church announcements, honey. One thing you can do to support the podcast is to make sure that you follow, hit that little bell so you never miss any episodes, anything BGB, and engage with the content. Let us know. Are you feeling the episode? What about it that you love? Tell me who you shared it with. That's what I want to know. I shared this with my coworker. I shared this with my sister. That's what I know. That's what I'm clocking y'all on these days.
That's what we want to hear. Mm-hmm. This is what we want to see.
Yes.
Also, we would love to see you in the Homegirl Hangout. So the Homegirl Hangout is our exclusive membership community where we pour out more of ourselves. We do. We get over there and we record additional episodes every month. Three of them things. Three of them every month. So if you like this, we can guarantee that you're going to have a good time over there. We have a book club. We're wrapping it up, having our final virtual meeting. If we haven't already had it already, we're going to start our next read. And yeah, that's where it's happening at. The Homegirl Hangout.
Another way for you to connect, because that's really the essence of life. It's connecting, fostering friendships, relationships with other people. If you are dying to connect with like-minded women and you also are, you know, interested in taking a step further and communing with us in real life, then you might want to, not even might, you want to join us at the Unlocking Sisterhood retreat.
I'm so excited.
I am too. We're going to be in the beautiful Belize, Thatch Key Belize.
A beautiful island.
Island. We'll be there from May 3rd to May 7th, 2024. This is a perfect amount of time for you to be away from your family, your friends, disconnect, your job. I really love it because it's almost like a perfect weekend. It's not too long. You know, you can depart on a Friday, I believe it is.
I don't know the day of the week. I just know the date.
It's perfect though.
But I think it's going to be good. Friday, we're going to have Monday, a good Tuesday time. Vibe. Yeah. I know some the school teachers was like, can y'all? We did it. So, you know, they were like, can you accommodate our scheduling? Come on.
We're trying to accommodate
putting
everybody.
Your PTO
it is.
Up.
It's a Friday through Tuesday, so you won't miss too much work. You can catch a little red eye. Join us. It's going to be a really good time. We had such an amazing time at our last retreat. Rave reviews. 10 out of 10 would recommend. And you know what? Girls are coming back.
We have some repeat attendees, so that's telling you all you need to know.
Yes.
For people to come back with the same girls, it's giving girls trip.
There's flexible payment plans and we're going to be connecting with all of our girls before we get on the island. So no fear. Don't let fear stop you from joining us in this
from
experience.
Living.
Yes, it's going to be a great time. There's so many details for you to look into and the link is down in the show notes.
All right, y'all. Let's get back to the show. Now, this wasn't really an am I the asshole, but it's a question, a scenario. My 28-year-old sister, I guess she's 31.
No.
She's 28 and the sister 31. Yeah. Okay, she's 28 and her sister 31. My sister was my bully throughout all my life, and now she's facing the consequences of her crappy personality, and everyone expects me to help her. Let me start with an apology about mistakes I would probably make since English is not my first language. A little about my family situation because it's crucial. We grew up in a very Catholic and closed-minded family, a family which always thought therapy was for crazy people and talking about feelings was dumb and unnecessary. When we were 7 and 10, we lost our father due to heart problems when he was only 40. This devastated my mother, who was only 38 at the time. She struggled with depression for 2 full years before she could finally find the courage to go back to uni and get her law degree and find a decent job. Nothing fancy, but pay rent and bills. I really admire her for that, and I'm extremely proud of her for pursuing her career while coping the loss of her husband and growing to kids. Yeah, there is some, Mom.
Yeah, bear with us.
Bear with me.
As we bear with
her. Bear with me as I bear with she. She was often busy, and my sister was the one who was supposed to look after me, and she did it terribly. She would often beat me in front of my friends, mock me, swap my books before going to school so that it would look like I didn't do homework. Evil. I always had the feeling she hated me, and when I started therapy 2 years ago, I realized she was jealous. I have a big family and some of my aunts and uncles are horrible people who sort of sexualized us since we were 10 or so. My sister was always slightly curvy and they were calling her fat ass.
What?
The name, girl. She was just a child and I hate them for what they did to her. Overall, she did not deserve it. On the other hand, they always complimented me for my beauty and kept on telling me I should try to be a model or beauty queen. I repeat, I was 10 and that was all they told me. Never heard something like you're smart or you're creative. No one in my entire life ever told me they're proud of me. As you can imagine, this caused her an eating disorder when she turned 15. And the whole bullying thing got worse. 10 years ago when she left our hometown and after 5 years, she got pregnant with her horrible boyfriend. I knew he wouldn't be of any concrete help because besides the financial side of it, so I decided to move in the same town and be a good sister. For the first 2 years of the baby's life, we were having a good relationship and things went so much better. But we never had a confrontation about our past. 2 years ago, I started therapy after a terrible breakdown due to my crappy job. Talking with my therapist made me realize I couldn't forgive her. Not now. Lately, she's struggling with depression because she basically lost all her friends. Most of them moved out the country and some just couldn't stand her anymore. My mother is pushing me to help her, but somehow I can't do it. I get angry when I'm with her. Every word she says makes me irritated. What should I do? Choose myself and tell her she's on her own or put aside my pride and try to help her? Now this one, there's another deeper underlying issue. I feel like the whole their family, you need to help them thing is inconsiderate. Mm-hmm. This sister has tormented her and she's already tried to extend herself by moving with her sister, like, you know, when she had the baby and help yeah. her. But that doesn't erase the past. That doesn't erase the trauma. And being in that presence of the trauma in the past can really trigger some people. I've known people who have been triggered by re-entering these traumatic environments, trying to assist family and put it on the back burner. And when you've been scarred like that by someone, it's really hard to, like, forgive and still be in company with them.
Yeah.
Especially if they haven't done any of the work. And so I feel like it's really selfish of her mom to be like, you need to help your sister, like, you know, basically fuck what you went through with her. Help her. You help her.
And who was helping me when she was coming down on me? No. I'm sorry. I can't. I could not. It wouldn't. I would be like, is the baby okay? What can we do to help the child? And it might not look like I got to go over there and be with her. I can't. I don't want the child to suffer. But the mama, fuck her. My sister, no. No.
And it's sad.
But the sister did her dirty. And unless the sister really wants to come to grips and go to therapy, and like you mentioned, people don't want to do the work. If she does not want to do the real hard work and have conversations and maybe get some professional help together to talk about how our relationship has hurt me and is still causing me trauma to this day, then we definitely couldn't be friends.
No, it's not fair. It's not right. It's just not right for the mother to have this expectation. And I want her to free herself from the obligation and the pressure to show up for someone who has hurt her and is unapologetic and unwilling to change. Yeah. She's still the common denominator. Your friends don't stop being friends with you because of your whack ass personality.
Yeah. Sometimes people make it seem like it doesn't matter what, if family is family.
No.
I don't believe that. I get to choose.
If family's hurting me, they're not my fan. They don't
All
have
my
to be
family
my family.
All my family is my chosen family. I'm doing the choosing. I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn if you friend or family. I choose if you're going to be in my life and to what capacity and degree. If I'm not gang with you, I'm not gang with you. I don't give a damn if the same blood is running through our veins, baby. I don't give a damn. And I'm going to be like that until the day that I die.
And stand on it.
I'm standing on that. I don't care. Because sometimes family will hurt you worse than the people on the street will.
Yeah.
People will take advantage of you.
And take advantage of the fact that we're family.
We're family. They'll do you dirty, steal from you, borrow, never pay you back, talk about you like a dog.
Yeah.
You know how family gets. Family yeah. can get really, really messy. Because again, these are the people who are closest to you. And they think that there is leeway to do harmful things, and then it's like, oh, you'll forgive me.
No.
In the name of family.
Listen, if you fucked up and you don't know how to treat people, you won't be dealing with me and I won't be dealing with you.
Yeah, you won't get the presents.
I'm not going back and forth with nobody as an adult. Like we said, we get to choose who be around us, and I get to choose how my energy is going, And I'm not messing with you.
And family or not, like, we're still all individual humans having our own experience. Just because we're family doesn't mean that, like, our personalities will mesh.
That's true.
Or that you'll be a good person to me, or that we'll vibe, you know? That's not what that means. We just also happen to be
related,
exactly. But there's still a lot of work and a lot of effort and a lot of consideration and mindfulness that goes into the relationship.
And it's a two-way street.
Listen.
It's a two-way street, and the sister ain't in the car. She ain't even in her car.
They be on a one-way, girl.
That's what I'm
just driving.
Yeah.
It's
the way you act.
It's
the way you act.
Exactly.
It's the way you act.
It's definitely the way you act, okay? Not about us being a family or not.
It's about not about putting pride to the side. I don't think this has anything to do with pride. I think this has to do with your knowledge of the type of person your sister is, your capacity, and the harm that she has caused you.
Yeah.
It's not about pride.
It's not about pride at all. She's not being private at all. She's hurt. She's hurt.
Rightfully so.
She's hurt. Her feelings are hurt.
And we got to stop
trauma.
That. We got to stop that. And I don't know the nationality, but I know in the Black family, it's like, come
ethnicity.
On. Come on. You heard? I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, in the Black family, like, you know, that's your uncle, that's your auntie. After the uncle or the auntie that hurt me.
Trauma. And that's what I was going to say. Her sister was her abuser. That's what we got to call it. Her sister was her abuser. Not just a bully. Bitch, you were abusing me.
Doing some tormenting.
Golly.
I switch my books. You know, I sat up and did my homework, and you switching my books out so it could look like I didn't do my homework.
What I would be fighting her
you?
Every day.
Same.
We would be scrapping like a mother of like bitches on the street, as we say in the Black community.
Yeah.
Now I gotta fight you like a bitch off the street. Come on in here and get your ass beat. Me and her would be fighting every damn day. What's the age difference? 2-3 years?
Only two.
2 years is enough to get your ass beat.
We would definitely be.
Come on. 3 years. 3 years. Three years, I'll fight you.
Yeah.
3 years, I'm squaring up with you every day. Girl, I'm going to beat your ass. That's the thing with bullies. I don't condone bullying. I don't. And what you have to do to get them off your motherfucking back is beat their ass. And that's where I stand. That's how I was raised.
Yeah.
You have to fight back. I don't care what it looks like. Sometimes it's not physical.
Sometimes it's not physical. It's verbal. Girl, you listen. You got to let them know you're not the one.
You're not the one to be fucked with.
This one little bully tried to get me off the bus.
Girl,
like
fuck
me,
you.
I said, bitch, I'm not the one to bully. I'm not the one to be played with. I know I'm small. I'm one of the smaller girls around here on campus, bitch.
But you won't.
But I have the mouth of a pit bull, bitch. And I will eat you up.
Bite you.
Now, I'm not going to get off this bus because I have somewhere to be. I have somewhere to be. So I can't get off this bus. But let me tell you something. You're not going to torment me the rest of the days.
And you have to stand up for yourself so that they know I'm not fucking with that one. You're not. Go play with somebody else, bitch.
Play with somebody else.
I'm not her. I'm not one of them, as the kids say. She is not one of them.
Big one, not the little one.
So, play with somebody
else. And I may be the little one, but I have a big spirit.
I am from the school of you will get your ass beat.
Yeah, and even if you don't actually beat their ass, you can make them think you will. You have
energetically.
Energetically
beat their ass.
Yeah, energetically beat their ass. Like, I will beat your ass.
It got to go beyond mental. That's the thing. You can't just be in your mind saying, I'll beat your ass.
No. It has to give big energy of like.
You got to be like, almost like, don't even fuck with me because you know.
It's giving pit bull and skirt.
It has to translate to any minute I will fuck you up. Don't play with me. You got to have that seriousness. Don't even laugh, bitch. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Fuck is you talking about?
That's
what they were saying. Fuck is you stupid or you dumb?
That. Yeah, period.
You got to come hard at these bitches. And that's what she should have been doing with her sister, but she didn't. And it's okay because now here we are today and she's making choices that serve her. No, I'm not. I'm not dealing with it, mom. And that's it. And mom, fuck you if you don't get behind me.
Right, mom. You need to go. This is your daughter.
You need to be neutral.
If anything, this is your daughter. You can have the unconditional love.
And that's a mother's work.
That's a mother's love.
That's a mother's love. Yes.
But I'm not her mother.
I'm not. Okay. And that's just that on that. Let us know what y'all think.
Let us know. We're open for feedback.
Yeah. Who's the asshole in these scenarios?
Who is it?
We would like to know.
Okay, y'all. So.
We're going to transition to our final segment of the show. Stick around.
Okay, so we have reached the final segment of our show. It is time to pick up your pen.
We're dropping a gem.
So So this is a portion of our show where we share things that we're loving, that have inspired us, that are doing what they need to do. And you can share yours too, Homegirl Hotline. That number is down in the show notes. So if you want to text us, a gym, a question, make sure to use that Homegirl Hotline to get in touch with the girls and share the things that you love.
Yes.
Okay, so what do we have today?
This week, our gym is a sermon by none other than Pastor Sarah Jakes Roberts. There was a really enlightening sermon.
She's anointed.
She is anointed. She was anointed. She was on fire. The sermon is called Don't Miss the Moment. It's available on YouTube, y'all. When I tell you this got my life, this pulled me together. This gathered me. I said, oh, girl, you got my hair. She had my hair. She was pulling my hair. It was not a wig, but she was snatching me. And I shared it with the good girls in my life. And everybody who listened agreed that they were blessed by the message, by the word. And it was just so good.
Yeah, it was good.
It was so good. I don't want to spill it because honestly, it's worth you going to check out yourself because I'm not going to deliver it the way that she delivered it.
You can't.
I can't. I don't have that. That's not my mission. That's not my testimony. It's not my story. It's not what I'm here to do. But if you need an encouraging and an uplifting word, something to meet you where you are, carry you through the week, please tap in with this sermon. We're going to put the link in the show notes for you to just easily access it. And let me know how you liked it. Let me know how you like it. Sometimes it's nice for the gems to be something that's going to feed our spirit.
Of course.
You know?
Because I'd be looking to get my spirit fed. It'd be starved.
Yeah. Sometimes
and things like this come through and feed it for sure.
Yeah. So. Okay, y'all.
That concludes our show for the day. We'll be back next month with a new series.
Love you.
And we'll be everywhere.
Yeah. Now that is the exciting news, honey. Starting November 1st, you can find this podcast, listen to this podcast anywhere, all over the world, wherever you listen to podcasts. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're excited. We'll see you wherever we see you.
Alrighty.
Bye.